flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Convention Center Radio Row as they break it all down, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak hitting the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got Tony in Gentilly wanting to sound off on some Saints news. What you got for us, Tony?
What's up, man? Hey, man, I want to talk a little Saints football. I know the hype this week is the big Super Bowl in New Orleans, which is a great thing for the metro area in the city. Brings everybody together and alive. That's awesome. Good experience. But I want to talk about, man, the guy that's possibly going to get the head coaching job, Kellen Moore. I personally think, as a Saints fan, the guy is too young. He doesn't have enough experience, and I believe it's just falling in his lap because nobody else wanted the job in New Orleans. I mean, what's going on with this? Why are we going to get a coach that has no experience as a head coach? He's only been an offensive coordinator for a few years, I believe, with the Cowboys, and now 1 year with Philly, and you think he's head coach material? Man, I mean, you're rolling the dice with this guy.
You know, it's a good point. I will say, okay, he's been an offensive coordinator for 6 years in the NFL, which if you want to go back and look at Sean Payton was an offensive coordinator for 3 years in the NFL. He was 42, 43, I lose track, but he was a young guy when the Saints hired him. So I think from that perspective, you're on solid ground there. I think, you know, the age is overplayed in the sense that one of the reasons he's young is because he went straight from, hey, I'm a player for the Cowboys, to I'm a quarterbacks coach for the Cowboys in one offseason. So I guess, like, if he was 6 years older but he took a three-year break in between playing and coaching, and would that change things? Would the 3 years of life change how you are as a coach? I don't know, because I look at a guy that has 8 years of head coach or 7 years of coaching experience in the NFL, six as an offensive coordinator, four for the Cowboys. Then, he was scapegoated by the Mike McCarthy regime. I think that's fair to say, considering how that all ended. They had a top offense all four of those years. It wasn't like they were bad on offense. That's not what they lost. Went out to the Chargers. He was an offensive coordinator on Brandon Staley's staff. Now Brandon Staley's got fired. They cleaned house. So that's,
showed him the door there.
That's right. What happens. Goes to Philadelphia, kind of reinvents that offense that fell off a cliff last year.
For sure.
Nick Sirianni was kind of told, hey, you got to do something. this is not going well. He hired Vic Fangio as his defensive coordinator, Kellen Moore as his offensive coordinator. They go 14-3. They're in the Super Bowl. So, I don't think that the experience is my issue with Kellen Moore, because every first-time head coach was a first-time head coach at some point. Right? Like, you can't have coaching experience without being a head coach.
Right. What was everybody's feeling when they got Sean Payton, a guy nobody knew about, really?
And I mean, like, Dan Campbell wasn't a head coach before he was hired as a head coach. So, I don't know. I don't think that not being a head coach before is my issue with him, because, then your options are limited to also ran head coaches. And, if you were a great head coach, typically you're not going to be on the market. And, yeah, I think they would have loved to get Mike Vrabel, but Mike Vrabel, sure, wasn't that guy.
That Aaron path Glenn, was clear there, right?
Aaron Glenn was one of their top targets. He's going to be a first-time head coach. But no, I don't think – Kellen Moore was not at the top of my list. And I do think there is some truth to the fact that, okay, a lot of guys at the top of your list didn't take the job. That doesn't mean Kellen Moore can't be a good candidate for your job. It does seem like it's falling into his lap a little bit, and I think we are a victim of recency bias here in the sense that, yeah, the Eagles are dominating, and suddenly their offensive coordinator is the guy I want as my head coach. Sure. But I do think that he brings a really intriguing skill set, and he is an offensive mind, an offensive wizard. And I think the Saints want to get back to that, kind of rebuild our offense, be an offensive-led staff, and then we can find the defense.
Son of a coach, been around this all his life. Right. Eat, breathe, sleep kind of thing.
Former player, 6 years as a – or I think it was 6 years – 8 years as a pro, I don't have the number in front of me, but multiple seasons, obviously, as a backup quarterback in the NFL, started a ton of games at Boise State.
Played the game, knows the game.
Yeah, so he's a football mind. I do. My question for Kellen Moore is he ready to lead a locker room? Is he ready to lead a group?
I'm right with you on that.
And I don't know if his personality screams that to me right now. I could be wrong, but when I hear him talk, you kind of get that, like, okay, you know, I'm kind of a football nerd. Ben Johnson's the same way. I don't think Ben Johnson is a quote unquote leader of men.
Although, look at a guy like Andy Reid, who's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Andy Reid.
He's that lovable, you know, fellow.
Yeah, but you have to look at his time in Philly, and that's so long ago.
Sure.
You know, it's hard to compare Andy Reid to anybody, but. You look back at, okay, how did Sean Payton succeed? He came in as that offensive wizard and found a way, but he also did it with kind of a no apologies mentality. It was like, I'm going to do things my way.
And you're going to do it in Denver.
And you're going to do it my way, or you're going to get out of the way, right? And I think that's what you need your head coach to do, and I'm not sure Kellen Moore is ready to do that. I think it's fair to be critical of the move, but the Saints will at least be able to say we got our guy, and I think that's the best you can hope for at this point.
Yeah, the inexperience in the youth, it's not a factor for me. I'm more worried about, like you said, Jeff, is can he be that leader of men in the locker room?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.